The most difficult issues for the students to grasp depends on where they come from and what their concerns are. For Korean students, it's often the extent of international involvement, in particular the extent to which the U.S. took over the war above the South Korean leadership. Same thing happened in the North. The Chinese took over the war and took over the country away from the North Korean leadership. But that, to a large extent, happened in the South as well. And that's painful for Korean students to learn. And so some of them rather resist that. As far as students elsewhere, well, the best situation is some students from Europe I have who are, you know, distant enough from it that they can have a kind of equanimity about it and look at the different sides. American students tend to be too U.S.-centered, naturally. Americans in general tend to be. Yeah, so it can be hard for them to look at it through any lens other than U.S. history. I have some Chinese students, and that's interesting. They have such a strong narrative that they're taught about the war. So for them, it's a matter of trying to fit new information against this very powerful narrative of Chinese victory, of American aggression, and all of that.